Chelsea Stardust, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The film you're showing at the Oak Cliff Film Festival this weekend is a horror film that has a little fun with some of the genre's conventions. It's called Satanic Panic, and it follows a young woman named Sam who delivers pizzas. She gets excited when she draws a delivery to a ritzy neighborhood hoping for a big tip. And man, she's disappointed when she arrives at the house only to run into a satanic cult in the market for a young virgin to sacrifice.
All I did was ask for a tip. I mean, yeah, I probably shouldn't have come in the house, but it's my first night, so you get a lesson learned.
You have any idea what's happening here tonight?
Well, I work in a field that pays $2.13 an hour, and my income is mostly based off tips, but everyone in there got pissed off when I asked for one.
Okay, well, none of those people are going to tip you because they're too busy worshiping Satan.
We should start by saying you're actually not from North Texas. You live in Los Angeles. But the production company behind Satanic Panic, a company called CineState, is based here in Dallas. And so first off, there are some really nice houses in the film. People familiar with Highland Park and Preston Hollow will recognize them. Do you just knock on the door and say, "Hi, I'm shooting a movie, and your house looks like a place a bunch of Satan worshippers might live"? How's the process for getting people to lend you their homes?
Yeah, a lot of it was just, you know, knocking on doors or, you know, asking friends of friends or, you know, of these places if they were open to having a film crew come. And there's a lot of like calling, cold calling and knocking on doors and seeing who was open to doing it. And luckily, a lot of people were, which was awesome. And in LA, you know, I feel like in Texas, they're like, "Oh, you're making a movie? That's awesome. Yeah, come please shoot here. Like, we'd love to have you here." Whereas in LA, it's sort of like, "Oh, another film crew's here."
There seems to be a bit of allegory at play here with your story, the financially struggling pizza delivery person being literally the prey of the super wealthy. Am I reading too much into things there, or is that part of the idea?
Yeah, that's definitely part of the idea. Like this movie is definitely a little statement on classism, on white classism. Something I've always, you know, been interested in, and the idea of showing a satanic cult that is upper class and sort of high fashion is something you don't always see, because a lot of times in these kind of horror movies, the satanic rituals are taking place in a basement or in the woods or, you know, in the backcountry. So you don't ever see what is the like high fashion version of that. What's the how does the 1% throw a satanic party? Like, what, you know, how does Martha Stewart sort of throw a party with Satanists?
There's a decent amount of gore here. There are characters who were killed in inventive ways, and the fake blood budget looks like it was significant. I'm curious, why do you think people like gory movies?
I think it's a release for people. You know, for me personally, it's cathartic, and the idea of being able to emotionally manipulate someone to be scared, I think, is really really fascinating within a movie, because you're safe in the theater. You know, so that's your protection.
Well, Chelsea Stardust, it was great talking to you about Satanic Panic.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.